From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Obama says the U.S. must do better at keeping dangerous people off airplanes. The president spoke this afternoon as the administration was releasing a preliminary report. It outlines intelligence failures that allowed the attempted bombing of a Northwest Airlines jet. Mr. Obama took responsibility for the failure to prevent the attack.
Ultimately, the buck stops with me. As president, I have a solemn responsibility to protect our nation and our people. And when the system fails, it is my responsibility.
The president promised immediate steps to improve the intelligence process. In a moment, we'll talk with a leading member of the president's national security team. First, we're joined by NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. And Scott, the way President Obama framed this was that there was not a failure to collect intelligence, it was a failure to connect the intelligence that was gathered. What does he mean?
Well, he means that information that was in the government's possession somehow fell through the cracks. For example, the government knew that the suspected bomber, in this case, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, was in Yemen, that he had fallen under the influence of extremists there. They knew that al-Qaeda operatives in Yemen were working with a Nigerian to carry out an attack, but they didn't put all those pieces of information together. Now, the White House is drawing a distinction between this and the old pre-9/11 problem where the CIA didn't talk to the National Security Agency, that sort of thing. In this case, the different agencies were talking to each other, but this particular threat wasn't given a high priority, so the leads were not aggressively chased down.
Now, the president has said that the U.S. dodged a bullet on Christmas Day with this attempted bombing. What specific fixes did he outline today?
Well, one of the fixes is that someone should have specific responsibility for chasing down those high-priority threats. In this case, it was sort of everybody's job, so it was nobody's job. One of the things they want to have is specific responsibility to make sure that leads are followed up on, not just most of the time, the president said, but all of the time. They're also going to be taking another look at how watch lists are put together, especially the no-fly list that would have kept Abdulmutallab off the airplane. But the president says even the best intelligence isn't always going to identify terror suspects ahead of time. So they're also talking about beefing up airport security, both here and abroad. That might mean additional pat-downs. That might mean more explosive-sniffing dogs. Even before this incident, there were plans in place to install another 300 full-body scanners around the country. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says now we may see more of those, although she stresses that this isn't really about one piece of equipment or one kind of technology that's going to be the silver bullet. Instead, she's talking about using multiple layers of security.
Now, when the president said, as he did, the buck stops with me, by extension, no one was fired, at least not today.
That's right. The president has said this was not the fault of one person or one agency, but rather a systemic problem. That's not to say there weren't some human errors here. For example, we've learned now that a misspelling of Abdulmutallab's name led the State Department to initially think he didn't have a U.S. visa, when of course he did. There were some incomplete searches of databases that might have uncovered more information had they been done properly. But Mr. Obama says he's more concerned with learning from this incident and improving the system than getting somebody's scalp.
NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, thanks very much.
My pleasure.